بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
There is an important point here. This revolution did not come into being with a coup. It did not come into being with a military move like some revolutions wherein military officers took a government and replaced it with another one. This was not the case with our revolution. This revolution came into being through the people. It came into being with the people's determination, revolutionary power, and faith. And it defended itself, survived, and grew roots with equal power. It was the people who did not show fear. It was the dear people of Iran who showed resistance and embodied this holy ayah and verse. Those to whom the people said, "Surely men have gathered against you, therefore fear them." But this increased their faith, and they said, "Allah is sufficient for us, and most excellent is the protector." Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 173. We used to be threatened all the time.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They, the oppressors, were relentlessly stating that they would attack and impose sanctions on us. Nevertheless, the people did not show fear in the face of threats, nor did they become intimidated and crippled by sanctions. They continued the movement in a fearless, courageous, and dignified manner. This reaction of the people should be used as an example from now on. Our people, individuals from different social and ethnic backgrounds, our youth, our clergy, our business people, our academia, our researchers, our officials, our executive officials, and our representative in the Majlis or Parliament should remain revolutionaries and move forward in a revolutionary manner. Later on, I will refer to a number of criteria and standards in this regard. Everyone should be revolutionaries so that we can move forward on this path and continue it in a successful manner. The belief that revolutionaries are only individuals who lived during the time of Imam Rahmatullah Alayh or stood beside him during the time of revolutionary activities is erroneous. If we define a revolutionary person as such, then we old and rusty men are the only revolutionaries left. The revolution belongs to everyone.
You've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all